Let's bring in Mike Causey, and we'll take a look at sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How much snow did you get down there?
Zero.
Zero?
Not a stitch.
Oh, we got well over 6 inches, and it's still snowing.
Keep it.
So you have to go to school today, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's fine with me. As long as it don't snow, I'm happy.
What, did you get rain down there?
I don't even think we got that yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I looked out the window before, and things didn't look wet.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's good down here.
All right, what do we have in sports to talk about?
Well, the local teams played last night in hockey. The Rangers beat up Philadelphia pretty good, 5-1, so nice win for the Rangers last night. And the Devils beat up on the Islanders 4-1. So Rangers with a big win over the Flyers, who have been playing pretty good lately. And the Devils try to get it back on track by beating the Islanders, who have been very inconsistent. So two wins for both the local teams. Real light schedule tonight, but a big rivalry game tonight. Montreal's at the Bruins, so that should be an interesting game to watch tonight. And the local teams get in action again tomorrow night. The Capitals come in to play the Devils. The Bruins on back-to-back games play the Islanders in Brooklyn. And the lowly Buffalo Sabres come to play the Rangers. So two wins last night, no games tonight, and three games tomorrow night for the local teams.
Remember when Buffalo used to be a great hockey team?
I remember when Buffalo was a great hockey team with the French Connection line of Rick Martin and Gilbert Perreault, and that was in the 70s. And then again, in the 90s, they were really good when they had Dominic Hasek. So there's been peaks and valleys with the Sabres, and right now they're in a pretty deep valley.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
But they were good several times. Like I said, in the 70s, they were real good. The flying French Connection line they had up there, and then they hit the skids, and then when they got Hasek and a couple other players, they were pretty good then as well.
All right. Well, I see where the Cavalier players are starting to complain.
It's only a matter of time. They all complain. What are they complaining about now?
Well, the team's just not getting along.
Oh, well.
I mean, the team's not getting along at all. I mean,
well, they've been together for, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
You know, I guess they're getting on each other, and I guess the King's going to have to decide who's staying and who's going, and, you know, whatever he decides, I guess, is what's going to happen in Cleveland. LeBron James will dictate who comes and goes there, that's for sure.
See where that Washington State quarterback committed suicide?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Wow. Yeah, found dead in his apartment. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. Wow. Unbelievable. 21 years old.
Can't be anything that bad if you're 21 years old.
I was going to say, well, I mean, that's just a heartbreaking story. That's just horrible.
Yeah, that's awful. Bad stuff.
Well, you know, there's not even much going on in the hot stove league.
Well, I was watching basketball last night.
What?
College basketball.
College basketball.
Kentucky. They were playing South Carolina. They had the game pretty much in hand and then fell apart like a cheap suit in the last 10 minutes to get beat by 8 points. They lost 76-68. This is probably the weakest Kentucky team Calipari's had in probably 10 years. I don't think you're going to see a lot of one-and-dones on this team. They're just not adapting. They're not changing, and they're not that good. Unless things drastically happen, Kentucky's going to have a big, deep bench next year because a lot of these guys aren't going to leave.
What about Louisville? What's that program like, seeing as they were in flux over the?
Well, kids couldn't pull out when the Patino thing happened, so they're playing, but they're in a little bit of turmoil. They're not playing that great. They had a big win, I think last night they had a big win, but overall they're kind of like middle of the road right now. So, you know, it's tough with what happened there, and there's probably more AAU stuff that's going to happen. But they had a big win recently. I remember seeing that.
All right. I guess there's not much else going on.
Well, there's talk about the Mets trying to get Moustakas, who's a free agent from the Royals.
Yeah?
Well, I'll believe that when I see it.
Where are they going to get the money? Where are they going to get the money to do that?
That's the question. That's the question.
They got no money.
Yeah. McCutchen went from the Pirates to the Giants, and he's going to play right field for San Francisco. So very quietly, the Giants are rebuilding their team, and they should be pretty decent this year. Another disgruntled player in Miami, Christian Yelich, a good young player, too. I think he's like 26 years old. He wants out. The cancer that is known as Derek Jeter is really destroying this team. They're going to be a laughing stock of the league when they were real close to being respectable. And Yelich definitely will not play. He won't show up for this team unless he's traded. So it's another young player that's going to go somewhere and help somebody, except the one team he won't help is the Miami Marlins. That bad situation just keeps getting worse.
All right. And well, pitchers and catchers, what, in about 5 weeks?
What's today, the 17th?
Yeah.
Probably like three or four.
Yeah, it's close. It's close by.
Thank God.
It gives us hope.
Yeah.
It gives us hope.
You know, we still got the championship and the Super Bowl, and then probably 2 weeks from there, definitely no more than 3 weeks, pitchers and catchers show up. And hope springs eternal when baseball comes around, unless you're a team named the Mets.
That's right. All right, Mike. We'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.